you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this week, this weekend, this day? If you are working on a project inside or outside your house and you run into a problem, a question, a frustration, a surprise, you don't know how to proceed or you just need some help planning, that's what we're here for. We've been doing this for 20 years and we're here to give you the tips and advice you need to get your projects done. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. First, you can go to moneypit.com/podcast, click the blue microphone button and leave us your question, or you can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, have you bought more home improvement products since the pandemic started? Well, turns out you're in very good company. A recent survey details that these purchases have jumped since then, and they're continuing to rise. We're going to share which products have been most in demand.
And you know your garage door takes up a big chunk of the front face of your home, but here's something about the garage door that you may not know. It turns out installing one gives you the highest return on investment of any project you do to the house. We're going to tell you how much that is and how you can pick the best door for your home just ahead.
And you can't see it or smell it, but according to the EPA, hundreds of people die accidentally each year from carbon monoxide poisoning caused by heating systems. We'll have a way to keep you safe.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader. Whatever size project, big or small, we're here to lend a hand.
We're sometimes even your home improvement therapist if it really gets bad, but we'll get you through it. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
David from Mississippi is on the line and has a question about a decking project. What's going on?
I tore down my old deck, wooden deck. For the most part, it was built with untreated lumber.
Okay.
So I've been pricing lumber at Lowe's and a local place called Marvin's, and Marvin's has that yellow wood and Lowe's doesn't. Is there a difference in the lumbers, exterior lumbers?
Well, yellow wood is actually not the color yellow. It's Y-E-L-L-A. It's a brand name. But they're both treated lumber. And basically, I think you can fairly compare one to the other by making sure that what the rating is for it. Now, on the end of the lumber, there's really two ratings, above ground or ground contact. So above ground is going to have less preservative in it. And ground contact, that's kind of like for like 6x6 timbers where you're, say, building a retaining wall and that sort of thing. But I think if you compare the above ground contract boards in either a retailer, you're going to be able to make apples to apples comparison. I think they're pretty similar.
Okay, well, that's all I really was wanting to know. So I appreciate
all right.
that.
Did the deck come down easy because of all the rot from the untreated lumber?
Oh yeah, came down real easy. Putting it up was easier than taking it down.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
All right, we've got Lauren on the line who's got a question about some siding issues from some overgrowth. Tell us what's going on.
Last year, my husband and I moved into a split-level ranch that was built in 1957. And at the time that we moved in, it had been vacant for a while, and it was somewhat neglected, and there was a lot of ivy and other plants that had grown up against the house. So when we moved in and had those removed, we noticed that there was a lot of damage to the siding underneath. The siding is cedar siding, and as far as we can tell, it's not been well-maintained. So we aren't sure when it was sealed last or painted last. missing a lot of caulk, a lot of gaps, in addition to the damage that the plants have done to it. So we're wondering if cedar siding is always worth salvaging, or if we should maybe consider a different siding material. And then the other question is, if the cedar siding is worth saving and fixing up, who would we contact to do that? What type of contractor? Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
You know, ivy always seemed like a good idea when it's first planted. And
so
it's so
pretty,
cute.
Too.
Yeah, right. It's pretty when it's on a brick building, I think. But when you
even
put it on
then, it's not so great. But it's beautiful to look at.
That's true. But when you put it on a house that's got wood siding, oh, man, it thinks the siding is like the dirt, and it just will go in between the boards, and if it gets bad, it can pop them off the wall and cause leaks. And so I'm so glad that you got rid of that, Lauren. But as to your questions, look, cedar is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, sure, it's more maintenance than, you know, vinyl siding and some other sidings, but it's gorgeous. I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, whatever it takes to get it ready to accept new paint. When you do that, then at that point you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. The painter may be able to do that, but you probably will need to hire just a carpenter to come and take care of that piece of it. Then in terms of staining it, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain, because that's going to last the longest. And after it's stained, then you can go ahead and caulk the seams, and that's, or caulk it around the windows and doors. And that's something that the painter will definitely do. But if you do decide to take it all off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding, because hardy is a composite material. I have it on my old house on the garage, and it actually matches the original cedar shingles that are on the house pretty darn well. I like the fact that it was factory painted, and I've had it for, like, I don't know, probably 20 years now. I haven't had to touch it with a paintbrush. I'll tell you that. It still looks as good as the day it was installed, but it's expensive. So, you know, those are your options. I don't think you have to tear it all out just because the ivy got a little too close to it. I do think you can restore it.
It's so interesting when you see, like, all the little suckers from the ivy.
Yeah.
Like the remnants of what it leaves on the siding, whether it's brick or any other material, it's just amazing how strong it is.
Yeah, and it can grab into anything, but when you have cedar, it's like a perfect medium for it.
Yeah, I even have the, you know, the hardy shingles on the side of the house, and it got underneath it on the side as I was cleaning stuff up. I was amazed. I was amazed at how quickly it got in and around and under things. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, does it seem like your home improvement project list has just gotten longer and longer and longer and longer over the past couple of years? Well, you're not the only one. We're going to share the results of a recent survey and highlight which home product sales are on the rise when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Maybe you've just completed a project. I actually just finished wallpapering my bathroom. I finally got around to doing it. I'm not going to lie. It's Harry Potter wallpaper, and it's outstanding. And it's funny. I was showing it to people at work, and they were like, oh, which bathroom are you putting this in your home? I was like, the only one. And they're like, oh, you're putting Harry Potter bathroom and the wallpaper in the only bathroom you have. And I'm like, mm-hmm, and I love it. And everybody be quiet about it. So that's what I'm working on, and I just finished that. What are you guys working on? Maybe you need some help looking for the next project. Well, why not join us every Monday and Thursday on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You're going to find great DIY info, and you can listen whenever you like. So check it out.
We get all these calls from people that want to get rid of wallpaper, and they're like, what were they thinking when they put up this wallpaper? Well, sometime way in the future, way, way, way in the future, when you're not in that house.
Somebody's going to call. We just moved into this house, and it has Harry Potter wallpaper in the only bathroom in the house. Who would do that? Me! Shut it!
I've heard this before, only once. I know. Not only do I know the house, I know who put it up.
It was me, and I really like it. Daniel in Illinois is on the line dealing with a dip-in bathroom floor. What's going on?
I've got an older house that I'm doing some work on, and the bathroom floor seems to dip from the bathtub on one side down and from the sink and the toilet on the other side down towards the middle.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what would be the easiest way to for a homeowner to be able to fix something like that.
Bathroom floors typically get weak in two places. One is at the edge of the bathtub, and that happens from just years and years of water splashing over the side of the tub, or as you get in and out of the tub, just water dripping down there, getting the floor wet, and it's starting to decay. And the other area is right around the base of the toilet. Based on that, do you think that any of this could be decay, or do you sense it's more of a structural defect?
I'm thinking it probably is more of the decay because it's more prominent towards the toilet side of the floor.
Okay, so what you're going to need to do in that situation is basically replace the floor. So you'd have to take out the toilet, and you would have to tear up the floor and get to the whatever's below the tile. I presume you have tile. There's probably going to be plywood there, and you want to get down to something that's reasonably flat. It doesn't have to be completely rot-free, because if it has some structural integrity, you can put a new layer of plywood on top of that, and that will transfer the support to that upper layer, and it will work quite well. The other thing to keep in mind is the toilet flange may have to be adjusted by your plumber up a bit so that it ends up being flush with whatever the new floor level is going to be. But when the floor decays like that, there's no way it can be patched. It really is a structural issue, and it has to be properly repaired. It's kind of a pain in the neck job because you got to work in such a small place and you got to take the toilet out to do it, but it really is the best way to do it.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Kate in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in a 50s Rambler in Minnesota, and when I moved in, the inspector said that our kitchen plumbing vent had been covered. So this summer I went up there to uncover it, but the cap came off and it's still welded across the top. Is there a reason that this would be sealed off like this? And what's the easiest way to uncover that for a DIYer?
Hey, Leslie, I've actually seen this before. When plumbers put systems in, sometimes they do cap it so that they can check the pressure on the whole system. They'll blow air in it and see if they have any leaks. Problem is that this guy forgot to take the cap back off. So in your case, Kate, you could cut off that end of the pipe to basically restore your vent, but I'm not sure where it is. If it's probably up in the attic, you really should extend it through the roof. Now, having said all that, you know, if it's been like this for a long time and you're not seeing like a sluggishness of the drains or hearing any gurgling or anything like that, you know, it's probably working fine. It'll be pulling air from other places in the plumbing system, and you might just want to leave it alone. But if you do decide to cut it, remember you got to extend it up and out through the roof. You'll need a piece of plumbing vent flashing to do that. You got to go on the roof. So it is kind of a potentially treacherous job for a DIYer that's not used to working in that environment. Well, have you guys been doing more home improvement projects since the pandemic started? It turns out a lot of people are, because since 2020, people have been investing a lot more money in their homes. And according to the Home Improvement Research Institute, sales of home improvement products are continuing to rise. So we thought it might be interesting to see exactly what projects people are making the most purchases for.
Yeah, first of all, outdoor spaces continue to get a lot of attention. Now, the lawn and garden category leads the list with nearly 70% of homeowners stocking up on lawn products as well as yard equipment so they can improve and enjoy their outdoor living space. I mean, no kidding, with the pandemic and everybody being stuck at home, those outdoor spaces became so valuable and so amazing to make look fantastic for you. Now, inside the home, painting, that's clearly a very popular do-it-yourself project, with more than 60% of homeowners stocking up on various painting supplies to give their rooms a fresh new look. And some other popular indoor projects involved electrical and lighting products, like some new light fixtures, plus plumbing repairs that things were like, you know, new faucets, water heaters, toilets. So some of these seem like necessities, while other of them were, you know, improvements.
Well, they're probably getting more wear and tear, too.
True. Everybody's home.
Now, all those home improvement projects, both indoors and outdoors, require having the right tools, including products to keep all those DIYers safe. So nearly half of the homeowner purchases in 2022 were for protective gear, like gloves and knee pads, or useful items like work lights and utility knives. And if you're wondering who's buying all these home improvement products, well, baby boomers are in the lead, mostly because they represent a higher percentage of home ownership than the younger generations. Plus, they also live generally in homes that are older and that they've owned for a long time and that are due for some DIY repairs and renos.
Now, for all age groups, though, guys, planning for more home improvements and investing in the best products and materials needed to get them done is still a growing market. So bottom line, there's a big, big shift towards improving home spaces and truly no indication that it's slowing down anytime soon. So that's great for everybody.
Especially us. I call it job security.
Seriously, there's always going to be something to work on at home.
Absolutely. Hey, if you got some projects you're working on at home, reach out to us with your questions. We're here to help. 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Doug in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a 30-year-old home here in Northeast Texas, wanting to know the best way to upgrade my insulation in the attic. It has what I would call a look like a recycled newspaper maybe blown in there, probably about 2.5-3 inches thick. And wondering if I could just blow a new type insulation on top of it, or do I need to do preparation first?
Yeah, you can add additional insulation, and that makes a lot of sense, but I would not put new insulation on top of that old insulation, because the old insulation is probably settled down, compressed, and it's not insulating as well as it should. So what I would recommend is that you remove the existing insulation. Then if you want to go with blown-in, there's actually a product out now that allows you to do your own blown-in insulation. It's from Owens Corning, and it's called Attic Cat. And the way Attic Cat works is you go to your local Home Depot and you purchase the bags of Attic Cat insulation. And if you buy 10 bags, they will give you the blowing machine for free. The rentals, there's no charge for the rental. And then the blowing machine gets positioned, you know, outside your house or in your garage or whatever. The insulation packages slide into it. It's almost like designed as a slot. You put it right in the side. You take the hose up to your attic, and it's remote controlled, so you can turn the machine on and off and control the flow. And then this type of insulation gets into the nooks and crannies. It expands nicely, and it's low dust. So it's a very easy way to do your own blown-in insulation and get a really good, contiguous, solid application of insulation in that attic.
Well, and a targeted application as well.
Yeah, and you can do a whole house in about 4 hours.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the advice. I'd like I need to get a big vacuum cleaner to get it filled out.
Yeah. The new insulation will go in 4 hours. Getting the old stuff out, though, that's going to be a day. Good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Natasha in Missouri is on the line with a molding question. What can we do for you today?
Our house is about 11 years old, and the interior walls, the sheetrock or the drywall, is finished with a nice round bullnose corner. So it doesn't come to a right angle, so to speak. And just through wear and tear with kids and dogs, we have found several dents appearing. And I'm wondering if you have ideas on how we might repair that, or if we are going to have to just replace that whole corner edging. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, is this like the metal rounded corner?
I think it's metal. I tap on it, and it sounds plasticky, but it might be metal, which would explain the dents.
Why not just plaster over those?
I thought about that. Some of them are just little dimples. But I don't know if I can successfully fill and sand and patch. But that's one thought we've had.
Yeah, you could skim coat it. And the other thing that you could do if it's a crisp dent is you can use auto body filler. We use that on metal doors, like metal doors that have dents in it and that sort of thing. It's just a little harder to sand. But if it's just the outside corner on drywall, you could use spackle for that. Build it up and then sand it. It'll sand really easily. You're just going to have to prime it and repaint it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a big deal.
Great. Well, that's exciting. Some other advice I'd had was to replace the whole corner. So I love your suggestion much, much more.
Well, you can always do that, but why don't we try the easy stuff first?
Maybe in the bedrooms where it's not so obvious. We'll try that first. So.
Then you can practice and you'll get good at it.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate your help.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for stopping by and taking a break from your home improvement to listen to us and help you plan more home improvement. Coming up, guys, adding a new deck, maybe a new kitchen or a new bath. These are all projects that can definitely add some value to your house, but none of these deliver the best return on investment. We're going to share what project does when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done on your house. Reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey guys, are you working on some projects and maybe you're thinking, I wish I had some more tools? Well, guess what? You could win a whole workshop full of tools to take on your fall fix-up projects and more. You can enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow.
That's right. One grand prize winner is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, including the TacMate heavy-duty staple gun, which is super durable and really easy to use, and the 5-in-1 manual staple gun, which drives 5 different types of fasteners, allowing one tool to be used for lots of different projects.
Yeah, there's also going to be 5 runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper prize pack worth $100, and that includes the Arrow T25X Wire Mate staple gun and the Arrow T59 wiring tacker. Plus, all of the winners are going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get all of those fall projects started and finished.
You want to win it? You got to be in it. So you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Hey guys, here's a question that you should be thinking about. What home improvement project gives you the very best return on your investment? Is it a new kitchen, maybe a new bath, or a new deck? Well, the answer is none of those deliver the best ROI. That honor goes to replacing your garage door. Well, according to the latest cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine, installing a new garage door delivers 93.8% of the cost, which is the highest return on your investment of any home project. I mean, that's huge, but think about it. How much of your home's front is the garage door? So you've got to choose that door carefully. And here's a few things that you should know.
Now, first, let's talk about the appearance and the operation. The door has to do really two things. It's got to look good, and it's got to work right. And by right, I also mean safely, especially because so many of us use our garage door more than any other entry to our homes, including that front door. Now, another thing to consider is the type of opener. There are really three: belt drive, chain drive, and screw drive. Now, the chain drive, these are really the most powerful. They're useful for very heavy doors. The screw drive are good for one-piece doors that tilt open. And then there's the belt drive. Now, the belt drive is definitely the quietest and the most expensive type of garage door opener, but it works really, really well, nicely and smoothly, and that's the model you really ought to be going for.
All right, so now that's the mechanics of it, but now let's talk about the door. There are so many different materials that these garage doors are made out of. I mean, lots of options. It can be steel, wood, even aluminum. Now, steel and aluminum, they're probably the most popular because they're the most budget-friendly. Wood doors have a distinctive look that truly other materials just can't mimic, and they do stand up best to basketballs. You know, don't ask me how I know, but the kids definitely like to hurl things against the garage, and those definitely don't ding or dent in the way a steel or aluminum one might. But once you get into like an exotic wood, because maybe you love the look of that grain, those can be pretty expensive. So you got to kind of weigh the costs here. You know, how much do you want it to look like something, and how much money are you willing to spend? Now, if you work in your garage, you might want to consider a garage door with some sections of windows to just help let in some natural daylight. Style of that garage door is super important. You know, you got to think about, what does your house look like? Do you have a colonial home, Craftsman, Tudor? You want that door to complement the facade and not stand out like in a bad way. So there's definitely a design of a garage door that will work with the style of your house. You might just have to research it a little bit.
Now, last but not least, let's talk about safety. Garage door openers have come a long way over the years, but it's still important that they be checked regularly for safe operation. Now, your door should include modern safety features like the ability to automatically reverse if something gets in its way, like a person or a car or a bike. And some doors also have a pinch-free design to protect your fingers and for safety and convenience. There are even garage door openers you can operate from an app on your smartphone, which is super helpful because it will alert you if the door gets left open. Bottom line, if you've been thinking that the kitchen rental, the bath rental, a new deck were all like the top projects to add value to your house, it turns out it is just the garage door opener, which is great news because that costs a lot less to do than those other projects.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, carbon monoxide, it's an odorless gas that results from combustion of fuels like natural gas, oil, kerosene, or even charcoal. We're going to help you figure out how to make sure that your heating system is safe after this.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from The Money Pit with tips on new products for fall home projects. Start your cleanup with the Hot Wave Sprayer from Rheem. It provides continuous on-demand hot water right from the end of your garden hose and has four spray patterns. Stop cleaning and storing screens with Pella 250 series windows with hidden screen. The screen folds away when you don't need it, maximizing natural light and curb appeal. Save money while you stay warm with LG Multi-F heat pumps with LG Red technology. They operate down to minus 13 degrees outside, run quiet, and are easy to control with the LG ThinQ app. LL Flooring's new Era collection of engineered hardwood flooring features ultra-wide and ultra-long planks for a stylish, expansive feel. They're water-resistant and more impact-resistant than traditional oak. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, Tom, I love that people always think of us as like, you know, the radio couple, like we're married or something. So I'm going to look at my role here on the Money Pit as creating the national honey-do list.
Okay.
You know? I'm really, really good at helping everybody, all of you guys, come up with more projects for your to-do list. I'm going to start. I'm just going to give you a ton of projects. Fix this, fix that, repair that, maintain this. But I do it in the most loving and, you know, supportive way possible.
I accept on behalf of all the men listening.
Okay,
we will do our best to take care of our homes because, you know, I don't want to be like, you know, like go all guy on you. But, you know, we're kind of like responsible for the cave in many ways.
That is true. You've got to be responsible for the cave. I will help be responsible with the adding the projects to your list.
There you go.
So, guys and ladies, whoever's listening out there, if you are stuck with some projects, or maybe you need some help deciphering ones you're already working on, or, you know, you need an idea for your next one, check out the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get it Mondays and Thursdays, brand new episodes twice a week, give you lots of ideas to tackle the projects you're already working on, and help you figure out some new ones for your next honey-do list. So stick around. We got lots more projects coming up.
Well, carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuel, natural gas, oil, kerosene, and it can make you really sick or it can cause death. And in the many years I spent inspecting homes before getting out of the crawl space and into the radio studio, I found carbon monoxide leaks with surprising frequency.
Yeah, and you know, that's why you absolutely must have your heating system tuned up every single year. Now, Tom, we always say that, but what exactly do you think a tech should be looking for that could lead to a toxic situation?
Well, first, good combustion. You know, when you have a gas flame, you want to see a blue flame. You don't want to see a blue orangey flame because that means that the gas is not fully combusting. And that also goes for smelling like a sweet, kind of like an acrid odor, because those things mean that you don't have enough combustion. And when you don't have enough combustion, you're getting a higher concentration of carbon monoxide in the exhaust gas.
you also need to make sure that your heat exchanger is in good shape. Now, the heat exchanger is an interesting part of the furnace. It really keeps the combustion gas and the house air separate. It's sort of like a, think of a radiator, right? You can imagine a radiator where water circulates inside and then the warm air blows over the outside. It's like that, except what's circulating inside is combustion gas on the way to the chimney. Now, if it turns out that the heat exchanger has cracks, which is how they sort of basically wear out, then you could have a mixture of the two. You know, when I was inspecting, I would find situations where I would inspect the heat exchanger. I'd find like a big crack, and literally before I was done with the inspection, they would have been tearing that furnace out and putting a new one in. So sometimes these things happen. You don't know what's going on until somebody looks at them, which is reason that you need to have it inspected on a regular basis. But that kind of thing happens. Also, if you have a block in the vent, that can happen to you. I also remember a time where I was on a roof looking down a chimney and I saw a nest from some animal. I wasn't even sure what it was, but it turned out that the combustion gases were not venting properly, and the woman that lived there was pregnant, and she was not feeling well and thought it was sickness related to the pregnancy, but it turned out she had sort of a low-level carbon monoxide poisoning going on, and she was able to get that fixed and get healthy right away. So you never know. There's a lot of ways it can happen.
Yeah, and we should probably talk about some other forms or sources of carbon monoxide that can be hazardous, that maybe you don't always think to be so dangerous, but your common sense here, guys. So don't run a car in an open garage, or use a barbecue in a garage, or run a generator or a lawnmower. Anything that can produce those gases in a garage, even if that door is open, it's technically still an enclosed space, and those fumes can build up and really cause a lot of illnesses and poisoning there as well.
People don't understand this, but they rise up, they get into the house just as badly as if the door was closed. So you can't do that. And even if everything's operating properly, it's always a good idea to have carbon monoxide detectors. In fact, they're not just a good idea. They're mandatory in many jurisdictions. You want one on every floor, and definitely want to make sure you're covering the outside of every bedroom, because that's when most poisonings happen, when people are sleeping. So if you have those detectors, and if you don't do dumb things when you're running those generators and stuff like that, you can definitely stay safe.
Adam in Rhode Island is on the line with a leaky skylight. What's going on?
I have a bay window in my bedroom that is below a skylight, and for a while it started to create those brown stains on my ceiling, but for the most part, the biggest problem was there was a leak in the bay window. So my father and I went up there, we put a new flashing kit on the skylight, and it seemed to help the problem, but it did not eliminate the problem. And I had a contractor friend over who took a look at it as well, and he noticed that if you go on the outside, the bay window abuts the gutter, where the gutter attaches to the roof above it. And it's his opinion that there should be perhaps some like 6 to 8 inch gap there between where the gutter meets the house and where the bay window starts. So it's his opinion that the bay window might have been improperly installed.
So it sounds like the bay window is up too high. Is that what you're saying? So it basically goes right up under the gutter?
Right. It's certainly, there's certainly no separation between the soffit, but there's also no separation from where the gutter meets the house either.
All right. And does the bay window have its own roof on it, or is the roof sort of built into the soffit structure?
No, it's under the overhang.
Oh, it is under the overhang. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the gutter is overfilling and perhaps the water's backing up through the gutter, getting into the soffit, running into the bay?
I thought that at one point, and I have gone up and checked, and the gutters are clean.
Okay. And where this is on the roof, is there sort of a long stretch of roof that goes down before it hits the skylight?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe 10 or 15 feet.
So I'm going to give you a trick of the trade, and this might solve it. You might be getting so much water against that flash, against that skylight, that it's just sort of forcing its way in. One thing you might want to do is to try to put a diverter on the roof right above the skylight, and this, see if this works. It's really easy to do, and so there's kind of no reason not to try it. But you make you take a piece of aluminum in the shape of an L. And you basically attach it to the roof, and you essentially want to intercept that flow of water down the roof and have it run around the skylight and around the bay window. So you're slowing the volume of water that's coming down that roof, you know, running full steam towards that skylight and that bay window area and running it around that space. And all you got to do is tack that onto the roofing shingles, put some silicone caulk to help seal the edge, and see what happens.
So you caulk the edge of the L with silicone, and how do you affix the aluminum to the roof?
Yeah, you could simply nail through the shingle.
Okay.
And with like a roofing nail, because you're but with the caulk will help seal it. And basically, you're capturing that water as it's running down the roof, and it's sort of running right around that skylight, bay window, roof combination, and then off to the gutter.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to try it.
Good luck, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Shoot us a question. Give us a call. Whatever it is you are working on, we can lend a hand. When we come back, we're going to help Jacqueline, who, you know, tidied up a basement and made it super dry and handled all the moisture down there. However, now the floors are all creaking everywhere else in the house. Maybe these are related. We're going to help her sort that out next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Use either finish nails or trim screws, but you have to pre-drill it first with a hole that's slightly smaller than what you're trying to drive in. But again, find those loose places and tack it down. We've got step-by-step tips on how to do all this on MoneyPit.com. Just search squeaky floor.
All right, hope that helps you out there, Jacqueline. Now we've got Natalie from Minnesota who says, I have a fairly new wood-burning stove in my living room. She says it was installed according to the manufacturer's recommendation. The problem is it works so well that the drywall behind the stove gets pretty hot to the touch. Does half-inch drywall have a flash point? Now, should you be using regular drywall behind a stove like that?
It depends on the distance. Now, generally, if you have no fire shield, you have to have that stove like a 3 feet at least from that drywall. And if she's not done that, that's a big problem. Now, if she moved it closer to the drywall than that, she has to have a heat shield. And
is that just like a piece of metal or something, or a specific material?
It's a piece of metal, but it sticks out away from the wall and allows air to circulate behind it. So it creates kind of like a convective loop that sort of cools that space. And if you have that, you can move it closer. But I would say at this point, what you should do is you need to go back to your installer and you need to make sure that stove was installed in accordance with the National Fire Protection Association guidelines, because yes, drywall does have a flash point, as does everything else in your house. And if it's that hot, then I suspect something may not be done correctly. So you need to dig into this further because it could be really unsafe.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Natalie, because that is scary. So go ahead and revisit the installation guidelines. Make sure it's all done correctly and safely, and then you can actually just enjoy it with peace of mind.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and it is a beautiful fall day where we are. I hope it is where you are as well. We love fall because it's a great time of year to do projects both inside and outside your house. So wherever you are and whatever you're working on, you can count on us to help you solve those DIY dilemmas, help you get started on the right foot, and get those projects done once, done right, so you can get back to enjoying that beautiful fall foliage. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrificed themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Rely more heavily on wind and solar energy of the future. The powerful coal state lawmaker says Biden's words at a campaign stop in California, quote, ignore the severe economic pain for people from higher energy prices and are why Americans are, in his words, losing trust in Biden. Manchin's rebuke of his party's leader comes at a precarious time for Democrats, with just a few days now until the midterm elections. Bob Agnew reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Elon Musk is defending his decision to pink slip about half of the 8,000 employees of Twitter, saying he had no choice since it was losing some $4 million a day, and expressed concerns over hate speech that was happening on the app.
Twitter said most staff involved in moderating the platform had kept their jobs. Officially, Twitter says, its moderation policies haven't changed. However, there are concerns that it won't be able to take down hate speech and disinformation as effectively with such a reduction in staff. Mr. Musk has already confirmed that advertisers have begun to pull their funding. He said there'd been a massive drop in revenue, which he blamed on activist groups pressurizing advertisers. With the US midterm elections only next week, there'll be a close focus now on how Twitter, in such a state of flux, can handle voter disinformation.
That's the BBC's James Clayton reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Education and civil rights groups are planning to sue to overturn Georgia's law banning the teaching of certain racial concepts.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, the National Education Association, and the Georgia Association of Educators have sent notice to Georgia's Attorney General that they intend to sue in federal court. They maintain the law violates First Amendment rights to free expression and 14th Amendment rights to equal protection. Republicans say the law was necessary to ban the teaching of critical race theory, a term stretched from its original meaning as an examination of how societal structures perpetuate white dominance, to a broader indictment of diversity initiatives in teaching about race. Opponents call it classroom censorship. I'm Ben Thomas.
National Labor Relations Board says Chipotle violated federal labor laws by closing an Augusta, Maine store a month after workers sought to unionize back in June. townhall.com.
plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's fall fix-up time. If you've got some projects that you want to get done around your house, you are in the right place because we are here to help. We probably won't hold the nail for you because, well...
I value my fingers.
Definitely not holding the nail for you. Because I know enough not to. But, hey, just about everything else, we will help you get done. If you've got questions on how to get started on a project or you're kind of stuck in the middle, reach out to us because that's what we do. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, now that it is fall, have you felt a chill in your home lately? It may very likely be coming from your windows. We're going to share an easy checklist to follow to make sure your windows are still as energy efficient as they were the day they were installed, unless that day was many, 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 many years ago, in which case we'll make sure they're better than that.
All right, and also ahead, no matter where you live, more and more power failures are happening. Whether it's a winter storm or just a stressed-out local electric grid, you can't just rely on the electric utility to keep that electricity flowing to your home 24/7. Standby generators really offer the best backup solution, so we're going to review the latest technology and share our experience with these handy powerhouses.
Plus, does the thought of hiring a contractor make you a bit nervous, wondering if you'll get a good guy or not? Well, the first step to finding the best pro for your job is to know what to look for. So we're going to share some tips to help you find the best professionals for your projects.
But before all of that, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a pretty big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles. We can help you with all of those projects. Don't be afraid. Reach out. We're standing by to lend a hand.
That's right. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes, our basement has some cracks in it, and when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now, we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it up, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. And usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
Sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove, like sort of prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive. You know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right, great. That sounds good.
All right, Holly, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Michael in Louisiana is on the line with a question about insulation and the different types. How can we help you?
Hey, my question's about closed-cell versus open-cell foam and in a roof deck application, the difference between using open and closed cell foam and roof deck rot.
So, first of all, it's a really good product to use for any type of a roof insulation. Spray foam insulation is really the best way to go. It's not subjected to the same types of humidity and decay issues that traditional fiberglass would because it's essentially designed to be in a conditioned space. You don't have to vent it. Now, in terms of the differences, open cell foam characteristically is a little softer and more flexible. It has the cells are deliberately left open. And closed cell is just as the name implies. They basically are sealed together stiffer and harder. The R value on closed cell is usually higher than open cell. So that means you can get more insulation in the same physical space with closed cell compared to open cell. But the other side of it is it's usually more expensive. So what I would do is I would compare and contrast total R value when making the assessment, not just how many inches of insulation, because that's what you're paying for, right? You're paying for the insulation value. And I will say that if it's an area where I'm concerned about moisture more so, closed cell is probably the better way to go. For example, we see houses along the beach where the underside of the floor structure is sprayed. In those applications, I like to recommend closed cell over open.
So I think I understood that the industry several years ago was recommending closed cell for roof deck scenarios, but then they kind of got away from that and went back to open cell. Due to moisture accumulation in the roof deck?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I would talk to the manufacturer of the product that you're deciding to work with. I did my house, and I used Isonine. I was really happy with them. They're a Canadian company, one of the biggest in the world with that product. But there are lots of good companies. It also comes down to the installer because it's a product that has to be mixed on site. It's not like you're, you know, heading to the home center and picking up some rolls of insulation. This stuff is mixed and applied right there. So the experience of the installer is really important as well in getting the job done right.
So we had our entire roof foam insulated about a year or so ago, and I've noticed that the interior humidity level since then has been higher than what we had previous to, you know, to that. So I don't know if the overall envelope of the house, you know, obviously is much tighter, but the home was built in the mid-90s, so we have kind of builder-grade
right.
insulation
right.
and builder-grade windows in the exterior walls. So I know that, you know, the roof deck and the eaves and all that are much tighter.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Michael, and it's entirely possible because you have now less natural ventilation. You know, you basically may have taken a home that had, you know, several air changes per hour and now cut that way back. It is possible that you could have a bit more humidity inside. But I mean, I think that that's not a problem. I think it's just a condition that you should manage. And especially in an area like Louisiana where you're, you know, 100% humidity, you know, 9 months of the year, it would seem, right? You might want to think about using a piece of equipment that's designed specifically to reduce humidity. For example, there's a type of product called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, don't confuse this with the dehumidifier you typically see on a lower level of a house that's hooked up to a bucket and just dumps water out. This is actually installed into the duct system as part of the HVAC system. And it runs on a humidistat. And when it comes on, it is designed only to pull humidity out of the air. And it can do so in a really surprising volume. It can take out like 100 pints of water a day. So in your area, that might be something that I would consider, especially if I'm seeing excessive humidity inside the house. But I think you're on the right path with the spray foam.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. November? What the heck? When did that happen, you guys? I'm telling you, the older I get, quicker the calendar goes by, which is bananas. I don't understand because it was just the summertime. But November, you guys, which means, guess what? Family is knocking on the door super soon. So what are you working on? How are you making your house super ready for all of these holiday gatherings that are about to happen? We are here to lend a hand. Still to come, guys, we're going to offer some step-by-step techniques for making sure your windows are in working order. I mean, really the way they should be working before winter's chill officially sets in. And it's not that far away, because if it's November now, December is right around the corner. Stick around, guys. More Money Pit coming up. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you know something that Tom and I are both really, really good at? Well, it's adding things to your to-do list. I was taking all the blame myself earlier, but I'm going to throw some of it on Tom, too.
Yeah,
we definitely.
I own up to that.
I mean, it's fun. We all love working on our houses, and we all love our spaces to be the best that they can be. So definitely let us lend you our advice and give you a helping hand. We are standing by to do so. But, you know, we've got one great way for you to get a lot more advice more regularly, and that's by joining on to the Money Pit podcast. And you can get some new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Just check it out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods, whatever your favorite platform is, you can find the Money Pit there as well.
Sandy in South Dakota is on the line with a funny smell coming from the basement. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Our basement is got a real bad musky smell to it, and we've had fans going down there all summer long. We've had dehumidifier going year round, and I can't get rid of the musty smell. I don't know what to do with it.
All right. Well, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, the musty smell is because you have an excessive amount of moisture and humidity down there. So we want to do some things to try to reduce that amount of moisture. You're going to start outside your house and examine your gutter system. You want to make sure that you have gutters, that the gutters are clean and free-flowing, and that the downspouts are discharging 4 to 6 feet minimum away from the foundation.
They do.
They do. All right. And then after that water discharges, does it run away from the wall?
It runs away from the house, yes.
So I'd like you to take a look at those gutters in a heavy rainfall just to make sure they're not becoming overwhelmed, because that usually is a source of many moisture problems. If the gutters are working well, then we need to look at the grading around the house. The soil should slope away and drop 6 inches on 4 feet. And that soil grade should be made up of clean fill dirt, not topsoil, not mulch or grass. You can have a little bit of topsoil and grass on top of it, but you have to establish the slope first with fill dirt. And the reason you're doing this is because you want rainfall that hits to run away from the house and not sit up against the house. That slope is really, really important. If that's done, then going down to the basement area, we could make sure that the walls are properly sealed with a damp-proofing paint, and then a dehumidifier on top of that. But the dehumidifier has to be properly sized for the basement space, and it has to be drained, set up with a condensate pump so that it drains outside. And those steps together are usually going to take out as much moisture as you possibly can.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sandy, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, now that it's getting chilly, have you guys started to feel the drafts? It's probably coming from your windows, which makes now a really good time to inspect them for signs of those drafts that drive up energy costs and just make you downright uncomfortable.
Yeah, first of all, you want to start by examining the edges of your windows and your patio doors for some drafty areas. Now, an easy way to do this is to run the back of your hand slowly over these areas. And the back of our hands, they are way more sensitive than the palms, so you're going to be able to quickly find those leakiest spots.
Yeah, and those leaks can usually cut down on the energy efficiency of your windows, so you want to use weather stripping or caulk to seal the gaps. And if you don't use those windows at all during the winter, consider window film that can be temporarily installed and cover you for the entire season, then you remove it in the spring.
Now, if your windows don't open or close easily, it could mean that key components inside are damaged or need adjustment, and that could mean that the windows are no longer as efficient as they were, so you might want to consider repairing them or replacing them altogether.
Now, if this sounds expensive, remember, there are options. You can replace windows a few at a time and cut those costs. But if you're going to do this, be smart about it. Replace the ones on the north-facing rooms of your house first, especially if you're worried about drafts in the winter. Now, if it's the flip side, if you're concerned about the heat that your house takes on in the summer, then do the southern windows first. You can do one side of the house every year and spread the cost out accordingly.
Stan in Florida is on the line, and it's apparently raining in his house. Stan, what's going on?
Well, we like to keep it cool and comfortable, and with the humidity outside, the condensation accumulates on the air vents.
Right.
And it literally is dripping and staining the ceiling areas where I painted.
Yep. I've seen this before, and it's amazing how much humidity and how much water can come out of the air when it's that warm, right?
Yes, it is. It's been bothering us. I was wondering what my solution might be.
So your solution is to insulate the air conditioning ducts. You know, we don't think about insulating ducts much in the southern part of the country because usually you're insulating them to prevent heat loss. In this case, the reason that you're getting this condensation is because you have warm, moist air, of course, that's up in that attic space where those ducts are. And as that warm, moist air strikes the attic ducts, it condenses and releases its moisture, much the same as what you would see happen if you took a glass of ice water outside and outside the glass gets wet. That's the warm moisture in the air striking the glass and cooling. So as it cools, it releases water because cool air can hold less moisture than warm air. That's why no one ever complains about it being too humid when it's cold outside, because the moisture is not in the air. So what you need to do is to insulate those ducts. Now, I can imagine that in some cases this is difficult because of getting access to it, but perhaps if you focused on the areas where it's worse, by insulating the ducts, you won't get that condensation that forms on them because the insulation will be a barrier then between the duct and the warm air itself. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
And that is the solution there, Serge. You've got to have insulated ducts, and that will stop that from happening because we can't control the humidity, that's for sure.
Right. Well, we have some blown-in insulation, but I was wondering, should I add an attic fan and circulate the air? Would that help any also?
I don't generally recommend attic fans, and here's why. Especially in a southern climate, what attic fans tend to do is depressurize the attic as they try to pull air out of it. But the problem is they don't just stop at the attic. They are so strong that they reach in through the wall cavities where wires and pipes go through, and there's little spaces between the drywall and the walls, and they actually find a way to steal the air conditioned air from your house. So using an attic fan in Florida can actually drive up your cooling costs when most people would think it's the opposite. If you want to improve the ventilation in the attic, you should do it passively by adding ridge vents to the peak and then making sure the soffits, the overhang, are fully open. And, you know, you'd have screening there, but you want to make sure the air can get in there. And this way it goes in the soffits, it goes under the roof, and goes out the ridge. But a fan itself is not a good idea. That said, I can promise you that just improving the ventilation is going to stop the condensation. I think you're going to find when push comes to shove that insulation is the best solution to this issue.
That sounds accurate to me. I appreciate your help so much, and that's what I'm going to do.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, when the power goes out, life goes dark. No heat, no AC, lights, refrigeration, or anything else that needs power to operate. And that's why both Tom and I have Kohler standby generators. We're going to explain that technology and share our own experiences with backup power next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Happy fall. Happy fall fix-up season. If you've got a project you want to get done this fall fix-up season, that's how I name the season. It's not just fall. It's the fall fix-up season. You get it? Just trying to motivate you guys out there. Think about fixing up your house. It's a great time. You can work inside. You can work outside. And if you got questions, you can turn to us for help. Just go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Hey guys, would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on some fall fix-up projects and more? Well, you can when you enter the Money Pit Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by our friends at Arrow.
Now, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, including the TacMate heavy-duty staple gun and the 5-in-1 manual staple gun, which is handy because it drives 5 different types of fasteners, allowing one tool to be used for 5 or more different types of fastening projects.
Yeah, and speaking of 5, there's also going to be 5 runner-up winners, you guys. And those folks are going to receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper Prize Pack worth $100. That's going to include the Arrow T25 WireMate Staple Gun and the Arrow T59 Wiring Tacker. Plus, all of those lucky winners are going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those fall fix-ups started and finished, and maybe even some winter projects.
Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high-polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's, like, shiny. Now, there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this. Well, no matter where you live, more and more power failures are definitely happening, whether it's a winter storm or just a totally stressed out local electric grid. You just can't rely on the electric utility to keep it flowing 24/7. And because that's the case, standby generators offer the best backup solution.
Yeah, and you know, that's why Tom and I have both invested in Kohler standby generators to protect our homes year-round. We've had our units for almost 10 years now, and there is nothing better than knowing your house is powered, even when the rest of the street is dark. Now, when you're considering models, Kohler makes a 20 kW standby generator, and that's capable of providing whole home power to the average house, and it really has some great features. First of all, it's completely automatic. If that power goes out, these generators use an automatic transfer switch to turn the generator power on within seconds, like 10 seconds, and your home is going to be up and running as if nothing ever happened.
Yep, and they're also solidly built and super reliable. Kohler generator engines are built and tested to withstand extreme loads for years to come, and that's why hospitals and airports and even the National Weather Service trust Kohler for their backup power needs. I can tell you, we've experienced blackouts literally while we were on the air, and our Kohler generators definitely saved the show.
I mean, it really, really is amazing. They also feature an exclusive, unique power boost technology, and you're only going to find that on Kohler generators. Now, this helps make sure that your generator can handle large starting loads, so like your air conditioner, for example, without dropping that power to the other appliances that are already running on it. If you guys want to learn some more or maybe even get a free quote, reach out to your local authorized Kohler dealer. They're located across the country. Just go to poweredbykohler.com. That's poweredbykohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com.
And listen, we've got a special offer for Money Pit listeners who order a unit before November 18th. You'll also get a free 10-year extended warranty, which is a $995 value, and you can save up to $750 on select models. So remember, go to poweredbykohler.com today, poweredbykohler.com. That's powered by Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler generators, backup power from a name you can trust.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, does the thought of hiring a contractor make you a bit nervous, wondering if you're going to get a good guy or maybe not? Well, the first step to finding the best pro for your job is to know what to look for. We're going to share some tips to help you find the best pro for every job next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MONEYPIT.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Did you know that every year, at least 430 people die from carbon monoxide poisoning, and another 50,000 people are treated in emergency rooms? We've got tips to help you stay safe in today's home safety tip, presented by First Alert.
Carbon monoxide is known as the silent killer, and for very good reason. It's an odorless, colorless gas that can cause sudden illness and death. Now, it's a byproduct of combustion and can be caused by furnaces, stoves, lanterns, and gas ranges, or by burning charcoal or wood. It's also much more common during power outages when people turn to portable generators for power, run their ovens to stay warm, or heat up their cars in a garage. A huge mistake, because even if the garage door is open, these toxic fumes can still easily leak back into your house.
Now, the most common symptoms of CO poisoning are headache, dizziness, weakness, nausea, vomiting, chest pain, and confusion, which frankly makes it hard for a victim to even know when they're being poisoned. And that's why it's really important to have a carbon monoxide alarm on each and every level of your home, and especially outside every bedroom, since that's where most deaths occur.
And that's today's home safety tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-Year Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. Learn more at firstalert.com.
Presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I've officially renamed fall. It's now the fall fix-up season.
I know you love it.
That's right. And if you guys need help with a reno repair or a decor project this fall fix-up season, just post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Hey, guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project or you're looking ahead to a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find some great DIY information on our podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you find your pods. Ken in Illinois is online with a question about a light switch. It seems like some sort of mysterious light switch that works, doesn't work. What's going on?
I have a light switch that's controlled in two locations, but it seems like unless they're in the exact right up or down spot, it doesn't work. It's like one controls the other one. Just wondering how I can fix that.
Ken, you have a three-way switch that's not correctly wired. That's your problem there. That's why you have to have it one of these switches in one position, because that's providing power to the circuit, and then that's why it doesn't automatically turn on or off depending on which switch you're at. So you need to have this wiring evaluated and repaired by an electrician. That's what's going on here. It's not a bad switch. It's just that it's wired incorrectly because it's not behaving properly for a three-way switch. Well, if you've been thinking about hiring a pro for a project, half the hiring battle is matching the right pro to the job, right? Now, some of the confusion starts with the word contractor itself.
Yeah, you know, I think we toss around that word contractor a lot, but technically a trade professional is who you want working on your home's mechanical systems. Even seasoned DIYers hire these pro for services related to heating, air conditioning, electricity, as well as water, sewer, and natural gas line work.
Yeah, now trade professionals are typically educated at technical skills and through apprenticeships in the field, and some are subject to state and local licensing, like electricians and plumbers. They tend to be mom-and-pop businesses, literally, with mom answering the phones and paying the bills and pop out on the sales and service calls.
Yeah, now remodelers, on the other hand, either specialize in specific rooms like kitchens or decks or operate as generalists doing a variety of interior and exterior work. Now, remodelers acting as general contractors, the coordinator of those projects, they can work with you to create a plan or work from a plan that's been created by an architect or a designer.
Yeah, but way before you get to the stage where you're hiring the building or mechanical pro, consider employing those architects or designers. These pros work alone or for small firms, and generally they design the space and deliver an accurate set of specs, which is super important. That's short for specifications. And this way, you'll have one set of documents for contractors to bid on. You can compare apples to apples when you get those prices, and one set of documents for the contractor to work off of when he's actually doing your project.
Either way, guys, we strongly recommend these professionals when it comes to large projects, structural changes, and assuring that the expansion is going to fit the character of your neighborhood. Lots of appropriate times to hire the right pro to make sure your project goes off without a hitch. Heading out to Texas, where Colleen has a question about water softening. What's going on?
Well, we have well water, and it's really high in sodium and calcium. It's extremely hard.
Okay.
And we've had water softeners before,
mm-hmm.
and they need some of them need to be replaced.
Okay.
And I was looking at this Easy Water that you recommend, and I was wondering if it would really take care of the extremely hard water we have in West Texas.
Well, I've never had a listener use it with really, really, really hard water. It sounds to me that if that's the case here, that you probably need a salt-based water conditioner, which, by the way, doesn't put salt in your water. It just fosters the chemical process that softens the water and makes it easier to use. What Easy Water does is it charges the particles in the water so that they don't stick together and they don't clog your pipes and stuff. But I do think it would still feel a bit hard when you're trying to do your clothes. Like sometimes it doesn't feel like it gets sudsy when it's really hard. So I would just replace it with a standard salt-based water conditioner, Colleen, okay?
Would you suggest using that charger, too, in the well, the pump house?
So that doesn't go in the well. That goes on the main water line when it comes in. It wouldn't hurt, but I would put the salt-based system on first, because I think you'll find that's probably enough.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Those Easy Water systems are like, think of them as magnets, Leslie, where, you know, the particles have the same charge, so they repel each other. And they're effective because it doesn't stick to the pipes and clog up things. But I still wonder whether or not you'll get the same level of sort of like sudsiness. I know that if I've had houses with hard water that try to wash your hands, for example, with soap or try to do the dishes, it doesn't get very slippery because the hard water just kind of fights you the whole time.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's a very weird feeling, and it kind of dries out your skin, too.
Oh, I know. I've experienced it when traveling with the home makeover shows. You know, it's like you get to like Louisiana and you're almost always going to have it. And you're like, why is my hair always like this?
What's wrong with this? Right? What happened to my hair?
Yeah, And it's so weird for the ice makers. Like, the ice is never right, and, like, the dishwashers get clogged up. Like, it's just not good all around.
And if you have a tankless water heater, so it has a very, very small plumbing system where the pipe goes through many, many loops, it can clog them up. There's actually cleaning procedures in areas that have hard water for tankless systems because they can clog up and stop working.
This is the Money Pit. When we come back, we're going to talk with a Money Pit listener who's got a question about laying new flooring. Which direction should it go in? I know it can be kind of confusing, and maybe you've got a special design in mind, but there is a correct way. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
For details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Karen is tackling a floor and wants to know which direction to lay the flooring. So she says, I have a hallway and a bathroom to put new flooring in, and I'm installing luxury vinyl plank flooring with a wood look. I know that the boards are usually put down parallel to the longest wall, but in my case, this will make them perpendicular to the hallway. Will that still look good?
That's a really good question, Leslie. I can see how that might be a frustrating thing to figure out. You want to get it right because you only get one shot to do it.
I feel like if you're going from a hallway into a bathroom, you're going to have a threshold or some sort of transitional piece in there. So you're not just going from one direction to the other. So I think you can kind of treat them as two independent spaces, right?
I think so, too. I wouldn't worry about just that one threshold as looking odd, because I think if you ran the board sort of the wrong way and didn't have them going against the longest wall, that might be frustrating as well. That would seem weird, but much more weird than just what's happening around that threshold. So I think running them perpendicular is a good choice.
Yeah, and Karen, that's a great choice of flooring for those spaces. So definitely smart floor shopping on your behalf, because it's going to stand up, it's going to wear well, and it's going to be perfect for the bathroom and the hallway, which both get a ton of traffic. Good on you.
Well, with the holiday cooking season ahead, now is really a good time to check and troubleshoot your oven before that baking begins and stomachs start to grumble. Leslie shares how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, ovens, they really are one of the hardest working appliances in the house all year long, but you really put them to test over the holidays when baking and big meals and long cooking hours just truly puts that oven into overdrive. So now, think about it. Ovens do need occasional repair and maintenance, especially if you want to avoid them breaking down during the busy season. So here's how you make sure that your oven is good to go. Now, first off, you need to check the accuracy of your oven's temperature. You have to make sure it's actually cooking like it says it is. So you want to set a thermometer into a preheated oven, then compare its reading to the setting that you put on the oven. If it's 350, is it actually 350 on the inside? Now, if it comes back a little high or low, no worries. A reading of 25 degrees Fahrenheit above or below that set temperature is perfectly acceptable. I know 25 seems like a lot, but that's totally within range. Next, you want to clean your oven's control panel. You want to use a non-abrasive cleaner or a glass cleaner, not a cream cleanser. You want to remove any grease or any remnants of food. Then you want to check that door seal. Now, oven doors have gaskets that keep the heat inside. So you need to inspect those gaskets to make sure that they're not warped or cracked and replace them as needed. And lastly, if you plan to use your oven self-cleaning feature this season, don't wait until the last minute. Self-cleaning cycles, they are stressful on that oven, and they cause it to break down. And that's something you definitely don't want to happen, like, literally right before your guests arrive. So a little maintenance well in advance of the big cooking day will definitely help you out in the long run.
Good tips. I think it's amazing how important it is that the temperature in the oven be accurate, because it can really mess up, especially your baking projects, right?
I mean, definitely. Baking is such a science that from everything from mixing the ingredients to the correct cooking temperature and type of cooking temperature, super important for success.
Hey, coming up next time on the show, with winter snowstorms ahead, it's a good time to think about upgrading your snow gear and to get rid of the white stuff. We're going to share tips to help you pick the best gear to help dig out from those storms on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.